Gwynn, Brett Favre's take on Deshaun Watson is sheer hypocrisy. By Dylan Gwynn on February 3, 2021. Brett Favre was renowned for having the kind of downfield vision that allowed him to see the potential for big plays where few others could. However, when it comes to the ability to correctly analyze situations that involve others and himself, his vision doesn't seem to be all that accurate. For example, Favre was asked his opinion about Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson and his desire for a trade during an interview with Yahoo Sports. "You get paid a ton of money to do a certain job, and just do it, and let the chips fall where they may," Favre said. "I think we make too much money to voice an opinion, but I'm not saying he's wrong. Again, I think it's a different day and time, and it'll be interesting to see how the organization handles it." These are strong words that reflect the attitudes of many. And, had they come from someone who hadn't threatened retirement for years, retired, and then unretired and forced his former team to trade him so he could eventually join a division rival and try to destroy his former team, they might have had some credibility. But they don't, because they came from Brett Favre, who did all of those things. Consider this: Deshaun Watson is merely asking to be traded to another team. Brett Favre actually had the audacity to try to force the Packers to trade him to a division rival. There may never have been, nor may there ever again be, another quarterback who got paid more money and had more opinions than Brett Favre. Which makes his shut up and play take on Deshaun Watson beyond ridiculous. All that being said, Brett Favre is a legend, and if there was ever anyone worthy of having an opinion, it was him. Just don't be a hypocrite about it once you get out of the game.